pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Sure. The moment of silence was for servicemen and women and our first responders, especially noting our five school resource officers in light of the heroic work in Michigan by resource officers this week. Next, for presentation of minutes, those have been tabled due to the holiday. So the first item of business we'd like to have in memory of Ruth Hahn. She's one of our longest township residents, and she passed recently on November 17th. Ruth Shar Hahn, age 103, of Lebanon Township, passed away on November 17th, 2021, at Little Book Nursing Home. And it occurs to me the township was established, as we see on the sign behind us, nearly 300 years ago. Ruth was here for one-third of our entire history, and as you'll hear in a moment, her family has been here since before the township was established. She was born on March 18, 1918, in a farmhouse in Lebanon Township. Ruth was a lifelong resident of Lebanon Township, resided her entire life on the same family property where she was born. She was the daughter of the late Eugene and Olive Hoffman Shar of Shar Road in the northern part of our town. On her mother's side, ancestry can be traced to the 1600s in Lebanon Township, and most notably to John Fisher, who donated the land for the Mount Lebanon Church, former Mount Lebanon Grange Hall, and they're buried in the graveyard just outside the church. Ruth was a graduate of Highbridge High School. She married George F. Hahn in 1940. She and her husband were dairy farmers. She was as comfortable on a tractor as she was tending her multiple flower beds. She was a skilled seamstress belonging to several sewing clubs and enjoyed sewing clothes for her family. She taught herself both Spanish and playing the organ, which she continued until she was over 100 years old. After retiring, Ruth took great pleasure in traveling with her family, visiting all 50 states, as well as Europe, Scandinavia, Russia, China, and the Caribbean islands. Memberships include lifetime member of the New Jersey Grange, the New Jersey Farm Bureau, and Pleasant Grove Presbyterian Church. Survivors include one daughter, Brenda Igo, and her husband, Thomas, of Lebanon Township, one son, Donald G. Hahn, and his wife, Nancy, of Lebanon Township. She was blessed with 9 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, 12 great-great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. She was predeceased by her husband, George, 2 sisters, Beryl Carvat and Veronica Cecilia Boltz, and a granddaughter, Danita Hahn Wiles. Ruth lived by this motto, everything in moderation. Our sympathy to the family of Ruth Hahn. Next, we would open to public comment limited to agenda items only. Is there a motion to open?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment, agenda items only.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment. Seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Takes us to Resolution 90-2021, State of New Jersey, County of Hunterdon, Township of Lebanon, resolution appointing risk management consultant. This resolution resolves that the governing body appoints Groendijk Associates as its risk management consultant and further authorizes someone from our committee and the risk management consultant to execute the risk management consultant's agreement for the year 2022 in the form attached. If there's no objection just for signing that agreement, we could insert the mayor to sign that, and then in the next resolution we can discuss who the actual risk manager for the local unit would be. If there's no objection, the resolution we'd insert mayor on number 2. And then we're looking for any discussion or a motion to pass Resolution 90 authorizing the risk management consultant to execute the agreement for the year 2022.
I'll make a motion for Resolution 90-2021 and authorizing the mayor to sign for line 2.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So next is Resolution 91-2021, resolution appointing the fund commissioner. whereas the fund bylaws require participating members to appoint a fund commissioner, now therefore be resolved by the governing body that, and we need to decide who to put in to be the appointed as the fund commissioner. Last year it was James Barberio, our administrator, since he's not continuing on after the end of the year. Prior to James Barberio, it was a member of our committee.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also appoint a alternate fund commissioner, which has historically been Karen Sandors, our clerk. Tom McKee has historically been it. I don't know if anyone else that I know of has been.
I'm going to bounce it over to Guy if he would consider it.
Anyone would like to be our fund commissioner for the year?
What does the fund commissioner do?
We have lots of fun.
Lots of fun? Sounds good to me.
Okay.
They are invited to go to meetings of the JIF.
Okay.
The point person for our...
It's more of an information gathering position than a decision-making position based on the structure of the JIF, meaning there's an executive committee that makes those votes, but you get the... And there's seminars, training seminars, and safety seminars and whatnot.
Is that statewide?
It is.
Okay.
Our JIF is statewide, yeah.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah, no, so in other words, you pick up knowledge from there and bring it back to the committee. It's the things that might have changed in the law, risk, insurance?
Yes.
Okay.
So
thank you.
We would nominate Guy Wills, who would fill the line. That
I see a big smile over there.
That should tell me so.
Roll call.
Guy Wilson.
You have to second it. Second.
Appointed as fund commissioner. Karen Sandor says the alternate fund commissioner. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion as stated.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes. Abstain.
Yes.
Yes. And the next resolution, 92-2021. Governor's Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, fiscal grant cycle, October 2020 to June 2025. The therefores in this resolution are that the township recognizes the following. The township recognizes that there's a submission of a strategic plan for the Voorhees Municipal Alliance for the fiscal grant year of 2023 in the amount of grant amount of $7,306, cash match in kind of $1,826.50, and an in-kind match of $5,479.50. This is it requires the local municipality to work with the high school on getting this fund and this program. The high school manages it, and if you read, you'll see that the Local Education Services Commission acts as the fiscal agent to all of Hunterdon County Municipal Alliances. And we also acknowledge that the terms and conditions for administering the Municipal Alliance grant are what they are. So if there's any discussion or a motion to approve the resolution acknowledging the various terms of the Governor's Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse.
I have a question. This is primarily for educational purposes with the school?
Yep.
Okay. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Takes us to unfinished business. We have the personnel policy and procedure manual. The administrator who's not here tonight collected comments from various members of the committee, incorporated those comments, reviewed them with the attorney, redistributed it to us a couple of weeks ago. As has been discussed previously, ultimately this will be if the subject of an ordinance to make it a long-lasting document, even though it needs to be reviewed and updated as things change from time to time. Tonight we could pass this by motion, which gets it in place until the end of the year, and then a new committee. So, but it would be a signal that it's ready to go for ordinance introduction early next year. But we can still make minor changes between now and the early next year when the ordinance is ready to be introduced. So the question would be whether there's further discussion by the committee, whether this is in a form where we're comfortable implementing it.
We haven't had anything, so if we put something at least in place so we can start having something and then move forward with it. It's not the ordinance statement yet, so it's not more set in stone. It gives us then more, you know, we're not going to pass anything until February, realistically.
Exactly. By the time it goes through, it's
and we can make public. Some changes. You're saying,
yep.
Well, because it's not an ordinance, it's not even set
in this.
Yeah.
copy if we chose to.
Or the introduction in early next year. Yes, absolutely. I think we don't want to make changes, as we know, between introduction and adoption of the ordinance. But between
prior
now,
to that.
Yes, prior to that, we can collect. We know our administrator is only here a couple more weeks, so I think we would directly take them through to the attorney for consideration.
I just want to be clear. It sounds like consensus, but I don't want to presume anything, that we're proceeding to adoption intro of an ordinance so that the clerk and I can work to get that ready. Mm-hmm. And by that, that won't involve anything that you're talking about. It's just a structural issue. So what changes you make can be folded in.
Right. That ordinance
the idea that it's an ordinance and that we're ready to proceed, you're authorizing us to get it on the agenda. We'll leave to you the exact content. But, again, this is a big undertaking, and this comes up. This can come up. We want that ordinance in place is very helpful in the future in defense of certain things and whatnot. So I would just like to be clear that the clerk and I can skeleton up, template up, so to speak, the ordinance for introduction. I'm not committing to the content of the manual, but just that we are ready to preparing to proceed.
Preparing, but potentially we don't even have a date yet.
I understand that. It's. I just don't want, based on the process we have now, we've put in place, which is that we are to be instructed to do certain things at a preceding meeting. And again, whether it's early January, mid-January, February, the work we have to do isn't that comprehensive. The work you have to do is, but I could just want to be clear that we're okay to get that ready.
Well, my
and
thought
you
was
fold in the content.
If there's a majority vote to accept this policy and procedure manual draft that we have before us, that would be the signal that we're moving
toward. I just
want
to be clear on that.
Yeah.
As long as I have the ability to talk to Jamie and make some changes that I have come aware after certain instances that happened over the course of time, I might like to talk to Jamie about a few things that I would like to see if we could.
I spoke to him today. He intends to be here on the 15th. So
right, that's what I thought.
I know that would most likely be his last meeting, but.
Mm-hmm.
So, any changes that we make, it doesn't have to be insignificant. It can be significant changes if you want at this point too, right?
Yeah.
Well,
because I see a lot of.
Here, right?
It's not that fluid. There's some inconsistencies. Even when I read through the second draft, there's still some typos. There are sections that I would like to see included that are not, and you have to bear with me because I came out of an environment where bad policy is worse than having no policy, especially if we're going to have this in place between, if this is going to be
an ordinance.
Well, I mean, even I thought I heard somebody say that it would be in effect before, you know, through the end of the year.
If we pass a motion, then it goes into effect.
See, that's
if we do or don't have.
I can't vote for that because I don't think it's complete yet. It's a draft. It's a good draft, but I don't think it's anywhere near complete.
So, if I could add to that, that would be temporarily be in effect until we adopt it.
If we passed it tonight, it would
it would sunset at the end of the year. Yeah. Just to be clear,
unless
we did something to enact an ordinance before the end, which I don't think we're even discussing.
And how long has the township been without a policy?
Since 1731.
A good 20 years.
I mean, just to be clear, the adoption of it is discretionary. It's not mandatory.
Right.
It's highly
recommended. Otherwise,
recommended
we don't have a policy.
And very widespread throughout the state nowadays, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As the administrator has advised us, you know, that's quite accurate.
Are you open to more lawsuits, possibly, by virtue of the fact we don't have this? I mean, it's worked to this point.
The ordinance adoption will certainly give us an added layer of defense. I'm not going to say.
So can I?
You know, because every document you adopt is then subject to interpretation, and as we know, more than one. And so I can't say that the adoption of the code itself might not lead to some issue, but it's clearly better off to have it in place.
So when Karen comes in with straggly hair tomorrow, we can tell her she's got to keep her hair kept up.
But This will then be passed on to employees the way it is written right now.
Yes. If we adopt it. Until we adopt it and make changes.
Huh?
Until we adopt it and make changes. It would be in effect until, but it's only 3 weeks at the end of the year because it sunsets itself.
Correct.
Correct?
Which would actually give a chance to collect their
thoughts,
so
too,
if they have
the 3 weeks.
For 3 weeks.
Let me ask you this. Depending on what happens down the road, somebody new comes in that might be responsible for policy, like 3 months from now, would it be completely rewritten?
There's nothing to say it couldn't be. I mean, that depending on what this, the committee, mm-hmm. next year's committee, which is this committee.
I just don't want it to be one of these, like, we had to make a deadline for something. I mean, we've lived without it for how long now? You can do what you want, but I can't.
I'm hearing what Matt says without it, though, that we have some jeopardy. If something would come up, the first thing you might hear in another attorney and say is, where's your personal handbook policy? You know, and we don't have it.
But you can make substantive changes to this.
Well, changes are important to me.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, at least a discussion with Jamie over some of the concerns I now see I'd like to talk to him about.
I have a question about one of the terms. It says no tolerance policy toward workplace wrongdoing. Okay. I'm not sure I understand that term. No tolerance. That's one of the things that I would want to address a little more closely. That doesn't mean I might not vote for it at this point, so we have something in effect for 3 months, three weeks.
I mean, it's even after the ordinance is passed, it's in the discretion of whatever the governing body is to make any changes that they feel
even needed. Even substantive ones, real changes.
I mean, it's committee's document.
By ordinance itself,
yeah.
Okay.
If we, once adopted by ordinance, can it change by amend ordinance. It? It has to be changed by ordinance, correct. Yeah.
Are you waiting for somebody to make a motion?
Or if there's no more discussion, then if there's someone makes a motion in a second, we would have a vote on it. I mean, I think there's been a lot of work put into it, and I think it's nothing's going to be perfect in an 80-page document, but I think it's time to get one in place, and I do think it's worth getting it distributed and getting feedback for a few weeks. To get us ready for early next year.
Well, you're really not getting feedback from employees. You're getting, this is the policy.
Okay, reaction.
Well, it would be in effect for three weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's public record, right?
That's exactly.
So they could pull it up if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Copies could be kept. They could get it from the clerk if they wanted to.
Yep.
After they filled out an OPR form.
I think they would all have to be provided.
Correct.
A copy, correct?
Is that?
Yep.
Correct. I mean... That's correct, and I presume that those conversations with individual employees or bargaining units, the administrator steered away from topics that are required to be negotiated or are subject to collective bargaining agreement. You'll see all those references, but I assume in the interim he would be tasked with having those conferences or conversations. I won't speak for him, he's not here, but I would assume. If that hasn't already happened. He and I have met in person 3 times on this, but I've never, there's never been anybody else directly involved but he and I in the room.
What about this paragraph? No one is authorized to provide any employee with an employment contract or special arrangement concerning terms and conditions of employment unless the contract or arrangement is in writing and signed by the mayor or the administrator. I mean, where's the township committee in that? Do we vote on it? I mean, it's if you take it literally.
I believe if you take it literally, there's a layer above that. The township mayor and administrator can only sign what they're authorized to do. Just like tonight, if I were to assign that agreement without committee authorization, it wouldn't have been worth
it. It's the little specifics that are missing. And a lot, it's... that's okay. You know, whatever you want to do. I just, I have my thoughts on it. I have a lot of notes on mine.
again, it won't only be in effect for 3 weeks.
Three months, right?
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Until the end of the year, and sunset.
Yeah, it sunsets 12/31. Mm-hmm. I do think, though, it's been a long gestation of this. If we're going to...
2 years.
Yeah, well, and if there are going to be those discussions, I just want to be clear, I didn't author this.
I know.
That we need to push that discussion in the next mm-hmm. couple weeks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or we're going to be in having a different discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think this draft was out in September, so that's...
I mean, it's been out for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
My problem is if we're going to hand it to the employees, then we're going to make some changes that may be wholesale, and then we're going to say, hey, give it back to us. Let's hand it back out again.
If there are wholesale changes, I would agree that's probably not the right way to go.
Bev brought up one, Guy brought up one. I mean, not a wholesale change, but there are changes. Yeah. And here we hand a document, and I don't know.
I find it, too. It's like sometimes it's the administrator. Sometimes it's the township committee. Sometimes it's the clerk. There's nothing that says it. There's, like, little gaps that are missing in it, and these things can be really bad if they're interpreted literally.
So I'm afraid if it goes out.
Yeah, it's. I don't want my name on this because I just know what a really good policy looks like.
And the thing is I think I don't know who brought it up, but we're all aware the substantive changes after publication cost money.
Right.
So if there's going to be substantive changes after communication with employees, they're better made before there's any imposition of it, so to speak. And if I don't know if I don't believe that's occurred, but if we're tasking the administrator to do that, it would be again changing that after the fact is going to cost us a couple $100s unnecessarily.
I was under the impression just to do that, but only because it's been in our hands for 3 months and that information would have gotten back to Jamie by now.
Yeah, that was my assumption.
I sat with Jamie and went over it, but I've now seen other things since that time that I would like to talk to him again about.
So we had a lot
down with Jamie.
Okay.
So if I'm not hearing any motion, then I think we've got 3 weeks to sit down with Jamie or 4 weeks. And
my only comment is I just got a copy of this recently, so it's very difficult for me. One thing that stood out was the new tolerance thing, and I think that, to me, that has to be further defined. But I don't necessarily have a problem with moving it forward. And you know, I don't think there would be changes to the point where it's a completely different document. So
I would assume not.
Yeah, I just don't know what Bev and Tom you want to change. And if it is, if you both feel that there's major changes, I wouldn't want to give it to the employees to then pull back from it. So if there's things you feel that are major, substantive or subjective, whatever the word that is.
Yeah.
I'm not good.
If we could have until the 15th when he comes back, it's only because we have been a little bit busy with other things. And I think it's easy. That would be better. And, you know, we can give the changes to him or whatever before that even, before the 15th meeting. But he's not taking a lot. I gave him changes. He didn't want to take certain changes I had. So it's... You know.
So we'll table it to December 15th.
So it's on the agenda for the 15th, just so I'm clear. It's a point of discussion for the 15th.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at the 15th, we're going to then decide if we're going to authorize for
2 weeks.
Starting preparing.
Okay. So I'll do that.
Move it forward.
Okay. And on just to clarify, it'll be communicated to Jamie, whatever committee's.
Yep.
Instructions are.
Can I just have to ask you as a lawyer, and I did look it up myself, and it seemed like it's legit because I had to question it. The comments about the appearances and the tattoos and the hair and all that, the straggly, can you really tell people how to, if their hair looks straggly? That was the word I think I
Wasn't
saw.
Wasn't most
there.
Of that removed in the next draft?
No. It was in there unless Jamie sent me the wrong draft. He sent me a draft and I'm reading it and I'm like, what?
He sent a draft about 10 days ago.
Yeah.
Since we're not doing anything tonight, we'll double check it. But I know.
Yeah, let's make sure we're all.
There was an early draft.
There were many revisions.
I think the final draft was sent the morning of the last meeting.
I think so. Right.
Yeah.
That was the last
time. Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought the tattoo stuff.
We reviewed ours recently at the firm, and the term that our predecessors used was
don't dress like Andy Sipowicz from NY. That's the actual term.
That was in it?
In the law firm guidelines. Do not dress like Andy Sipowicz. If you don't watch TV, you have no idea what that means.
Yeah, but you've got a couple guys that do that, don't
we
you?
We have one in particular.
Okay, so tabled. On to new business then. First item of new business is to schedule the 2022 reorganization meeting. We are required to do it in the first, 10 days or 7 days.
Seven.
Our normal Wednesday falls on January 5th, and we normally schedule the reorg meeting a little earlier to start at 6 p.m. rather than 7 p.m. So the proposal would be to schedule that reorganization meeting Wednesday, January 5th at 6 p.m. Any discussion or a motion?
I'll make that motion. January 5th, Wednesday, 6 p.m.
A second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And then we have a purchase request from the police department.
For two computers. I'd like to make the motion that we approve this for this as the max value, but I think the pricing, this is through a co-op, and I think the pricing directly to Dell might be better because I've looked these up and the numbers were a little lower. So this being the worst case scenario costing, but maybe authorize the chief to look and see if we can not to exceed this value. For the one Dell laptop for $855.40 and then a Dell desktop for $1,326.83, totaling $2,182.23. As not to exceed.
That's a motion.
That's a motion.
Second.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. No other new business, so we are on to presentation of vouchers.
My first one is for Municipal Records Service for traffic tickets and other complaints. Software, $1,071. Next is Lowman Supply Company of New Jersey for ballistic vests for $2,591.60. And that is it.
I have one here for Warren Asphalt for $1,252.01. I have one here for Ace Performance Repairs. This is on dump truck number 5 for $1,108.17. Colonial Motors, repairs on equipment, $1,209.65. Eastern Concrete Materials, $1,355.59. And Updike Sales and Services for the DPW, $1,026.32.
I have a Miramark for different T-shirts and totes and the like for the Clean Communities Grant, $1,799.93. Karen Newman for the Winter Newsletter, $1,000. And that includes our website maintenance for the month as well. Professional Property Appraisers, this is the final retained amount for the reval that took place the year before last. The appeals and things have been finished in the amount of $3,379.
I have one from Gebhardt and Kiefer, PC, for legal services in the amount of $17,354.19. That's it.
None that apply?
So the total voucher list is $42,173.31.
They're under $1,000. I learned that.
Yes.
Is there a motion to approve the voucher list?
Oh. I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll.
Go ahead, Bev.
Yes.
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 Yes. Correspondence, curated report.
Nothing to add.
Okay, which takes us to public comments. A motion to open a public comment.
I'll make a motion to open a public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment, seeing none.
Is there a motion to close public comment?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. We will be going into executive session, Resolution 93-2020, two topics, one related to the shared service agreement for the Township Business Administrator, and a personnel matter, part-time clerical position. There's potential action on both items, I'm advised.
There's a problem with that administrator one. We're supposed to do it in public.
Yeah, well, let me just clarify.
That's why I said on the shared service discussion.
The clerk and I spoke about this, is that I would request, Madam Clerk and members of the Township Committee, that we utilize the last paragraph on page one of the Resolution 93. The closed portion regarding the Township Administrator interlocal would fall under contract negotiation. As we previously discussed, there's terms and conditions of our agreement, our existing agreement with Tewksbury, and how we proceed under that. There, I did also speak to the current administrator. He has asked that he not be discussed at this point until he's here next time. But yeah, if there's any action outside of that, that it would be most likely would be open.
We'd come back into open.
Yeah.
Potential
so
yeah. That any discussion or a motion to go into executive session, Resolution 93?
I'll make a motion for Resolution 93, 2021, executive session.